Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get to Tom and Dover kicking us off. Yo, Tom! That's right, Tommy. That's how you do!
Hey, listen, man. I lost my voice, man, early, even before the game, in the parking lot.
Good.
They came in here like they were some kind of bullies. Like they won the NFC East, you know? And it was just amazing to me, man, how our guys kept quiet throughout all of it, and we put our foot in their ass. That's what, for real, man, I'm telling you, man, I've been to some games. I was in Minnesota. I was in Arizona. I've been to some Eagles games, man. Yesterday was epic. You hear what I'm telling you?
Yes.
It was epic. I had fans in my section. C-27, the best fans in the league. We had Washington fans in our section. And, man, we gave them the blues. They started walking out that joint with their heads down, their tails in their ass, and that's what they deserve. Comes in Philadelphia and bullies us. We the bullies. And, man, listen, Jordan Davis showed up yesterday. Nolan Smith.
Yeah.
Man, listen, man, it was epic down there yesterday, man. It was just, you know, Joe, the funny thing about it was, it started getting boring. We was beating them so bad. It
started getting boring.
Listen, Tom, Tom, great call, man. Keep them coming this
week.
And
Joe, he's right about their fans. It was very clear that they were, you know, they had not been here before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving to the game. And there's red Commanders fans standing on a corner, taunting Eagles fans as they drive by, and
not
I go,
smart.
"What are you doing?"
Not smart. They didn't have the type of team to back that up. You know, I saw one thing on social media. I forget who wrote it. Might have been Jim Rome. I think what he said is Jaden Daniels was ready to win this game, but the rest of Washington's team wasn't. I thought he played well, but I mean, they just kept fumbling the ball. I mean, they just kept fumbling,
amazing.
And their defense was a disaster. Between their ball carriers fumbling it and their defense being horrendous, I mean, he had no shot in that game. By the way, you know, I was thinking about it when our first caller there, Tom, was talking about, you know, the Eagles just crushing Washington as they did. Man, when the Eagles win an NFC Championship game, they really win an NFC Championship
13
game.
13 points is the least they've ever won.
Yeah,
by.
They're all the same. I mean, just about. I mean, you know, when the Eagles beat Dallas in 80, obviously it was, you know, early and often. And then 04 was, they handled Atlanta. Obviously, we know that. 17 of destruction, 22 of destruction, 24 of destruction.
It's actually been, almost increasing each time.
It's wild.
Last time wasn't 24 to 31 to 32.
It is wild, man. Let's get to LeVert right now. What's going on, LeVert?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagle!
You know it, LeVert. Go ahead, buddy. I'm sorry. I cut you off. Go ahead.
That's okay. It's Victory Monday, baby.
Yes, it is.
And we deserve this. Now it's time for the big payback.
Yeah, I'm excited that it's the Chiefs. It's funny. My girlfriend Amy from Villanova was rooting for Buffalo. She thought it'd be an easier matchup.
And I think it probably would be.
I think it probably would be. I do. I mean, I just think Mahomes does find ways. So,
and Andy, they're better coached.
And Andy.
That, yeah.
I agree with that. But I want it KC. I want it KC. And, you know, think about if the Eagles get this done. And, guys, it's no sure thing. I mean, I strongly encourage everyone to not take it for granted. This game clearly could go either way up ahead. But how cool would it be if the two times the Eagles win a Super Bowl, one's against Brady and the Patriots, and one's against Mahomes and the Chiefs?
Totally.
Like, that
yeah.
would be no fooling around, man.
And in both cases, it would be the one that prevented a three-peat, because the Patriots won on both sides of that 17
oh, yeah.
Super Bowl.
Interesting.
And it wasn't technically
an
you know,
it
but
at the time.
But
yeah.
theoretically, you
yeah.
could look back and say the Eagles stopped the three-peat
yeah.
twice in a way.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Guys, this is the script. The script has been written for us. This thing is going to be a movie. I'm trying to tell you, this is phenomenal.
Hey, LeVert, let me ask you a question. Tell me if you've thought yes, about sir. This yet for the movie. A possible movie ending. Mahomes gets hurt, and it's Carson Wentz against the Eagles.
Oh, my God.
Don't even say that.
Oh, my God.
John, had it crossed your
wow.
mind yet? It could be.
Wow.
It could be Carson Wentz against the Eagles.
Wow.
You
no,
got to play the Rocky music. On that.
Oh, my God. All right, LeVert, stay well, buddy.
Your mind goes in very interesting places.
So, as James said, it was hard for me to go to sleep last night also. I'm lying in bed, and I got like 5 trillion thoughts going through my head. And around 12:30, that one popped into my mind. It could be Carson
wow.
Wentz against
wow.
the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Let's get to
What about the fact, though? It is phenomenal that Jalen, first Eagles quarterback to start 2 separate
it's
Super
amazing.
Bowls.
And
I
Nick
know.
The first
He's
coach,
the guy.
Too.
Nick,
yeah,
the
yeah
first,
you're right.
Nick, the first coach. But that does it does feel like he's no longer disposable, doesn't it, Joe?
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
Yeah,
he's not going anywhere.
Right.
Yep, there's no question about that.
It's so exciting for that part, too.
Yeah.
I plan to see him continue to blossom and grow. That improvement that we saw yesterday, it feels like he continues to show us in the biggest games, he gets it together and elevates his performance
yeah.
to a new level.
Look, I hope obviously you get more of that in the Super Bowl because that was his, I think, best version this year. And
I think so too.
Yeah.
I think that when it's toughest, when the pressure is greatest, we see his best performances, which I love.
Yeah, no, it's big
time. I don't want to jump the gun on that and be supposing beyond what I should.
Understood.
But I think that's what he is.
Hurts on the gun. They go to a pistol. With Barkley behind Hurts. Hurts calling for the football. Hurts with Goddard motion. Hurts is going to throw. He's back. He fires. He completes it. Touchdown!
That's the matchup
AJ
I like.
Brown.
That's the matchup I like. You spread them out. You find the matchup that you know you can win. If I've got A.J. Brown on the field, I know I can win that matchup. He goes to A.J. and they get a touchdown.
Well, just spectacular, obviously. Just unbelievable. And it puts the Eagles in the Super Bowl. KC, also unbelievable. Can't ignore that reality. Sets up a tremendous showdown Super Bowl. We've got a Twitter poll question of the day today about that game. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox from Armin Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question. Who should be the favorite in Super Bowl 59? Now, we know KC is. They're a point and a half favorite. But we ask you, who should be the favorite in the game, Eagles or Chiefs? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. It'll be fascinating to see where the line moves over the course of the 14 days from when it came out last night. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Gattadore and Window to the Weekend. Obviously, we'll keep it all Eagles focused. Gattadore and Window to the Weekend. Take advantage of Gattadore and Window's big winter sale. Through the month of January, receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. Well, look, I mean, just an incredible job by the Eagles, and that was the weekend, okay? That was the weekend.
Nothing else needs to be said.
But I will add this one other thing. Nice job by Zach Ertz. You know, I don't know if that's his last game or not. He seemed emotional after the game.
It looked like it was the reaction, the Fletcher Cox hug, that was emotional.
Very emotional. But, you know, maybe it's just that he, you know, laid a lot on the line and it's just bummed not to get back to the Super Bowl. But
it looks like he still has a lot left.
Oh my God.
That number of targets and catches, double digits.
That was impressive. Man. He was really, really impressive in the game. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Coming up shortly, Maryland Mike, the calls of the game, and also what Saquon said afterwards about winning the game and getting to the Super Bowl. Eagles, Shirley. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning, family.
Super Bowl bound indeed, Shirley.
Oh, my goodness, Joe, John, Rhea.
Shirley. Hey,
listen, I don't know how I fell asleep. I was excited like everyone else, but I really don't know how I fell asleep. I woke back up, and then I tried to watch some more. And you know, it's everything. You want to watch everything. But y'all hit
good
everything.
Point. Good point.
Everything everybody is saying, all the points are so relevant. So a couple of things I want to say before I get off the call. Mm-hmm. So when Jalen Hurts came back, people complained about, oh, Jalen Hurts really didn't do this, that, and the other. The ball, the passing, this, that, and the other. We won the game. Last week, it was a complaint about something. And I sat back and I said, do y'all realize that the Eagles are showing you how many ways we can win a game?
That's true.
Period.
That's right.
That's the bottom line. So yesterday, okay, y'all want to see passing game? Y'all want to see more of rushing? Here we go. Y'all want to see if Jalen's knee is all right? Here you go. What part of the Philadelphia Eagles don't you get?
Jake Elliott.
Oh, goodness.
Didn't miss an extra point yesterday.
No, I thought it was an extra point,
right? It was a field goal. Didn't miss an extra point.
Right, field goal.
He missed that try. He's like, no, that's not going to happen no more. Yeah. You're going to make the rest of them. So me and my family, we in there tearing that. Every time we would say what we wanted, we got it. And we was going, we like, are they listening to us? Are they listening to us? But at the end of the day, can y'all believe we're going back to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I love you guys, and
Shirley, I appreciate that. And I'll say this, especially because while we've grown accustomed to the Eagles being great, those of us that are old enough to know, like, there were a lot of years. I mean, they were not good.
Most of my early years of life, like, I didn't see a Super Bowl until I was 24. Yeah.
God bless you if you grew up in the 60s and 70s. I grew up in the 80s. The Marion Campbell days were a fiasco. This was some. All right, Shirley, thank you for the phone call.
This is my son's third Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. Zoe's
second. 8 for the first one.
It's crazy.
Yeah, no, that's.
It's not
right,
fair.
Right. I mean, it's not.
I tried to explain to him, you have no idea what it's like to be bitter.
Yeah, that's
well,
exactly
and
right.
And to Shirley's point about the different ways of scoring and how doing all, like, it is wild that, you know, we came into this year being like, all right, if the Eagles win it all, it's going to be because they're going to have the best offense we've ever seen and end up being the best defense in the league. Yesterday, we saw, like, all those pieces come together.
I agree.
For the first time all year, the offense was unstoppable.
I agree. And really, the point was made by someone early in the show. It might have been you, James. Someone mentioned, you know, the last year thing. I mean, this, I'll give you a historical reference point. What the Eagles are doing is almost like if in 1965, after the 64 collapse, the Phillies came back and reached a World Series.
What a great point.
Which they didn't. I mean, John, you remember what it felt like 12 months ago? I mean, it was a disaster. I mean, remember that Howie and Sirianni press conference? That was so bad. Not that they did bad, but they were gloom and doom, rightfully
so. Waiting 9 days to do it, the whole thing.
They looked like they were two guys that had just been through... Well, 30 gauntlets.
Think about 4 games into this season.
Yeah, I know.
4 games into this year when there was a bye.
I know.
I thought there was a good chance that our head coach would be fired.
I mean,
I thought there was a good chance that he should be
Fine. And he's going to get a big contract. He's going to get a big...
And he deserves a big contract.
Absolutely.
And he could be here for a long time. He could be here for a long time.
Think about the way he has transformed just this year. His whole demeanor, even like from week 4 to 6.
Yeah,
like,
no, I think he matured in certain ways.
Absolutely. Yeah. has taken this and done wonderful things.
Think about this. Nick Sirianni joins Joe Gibbs and Mike Tomlin as the only coaches in the history of football or history of the Super Bowl era to go to 2 Super Bowls in his first 4 years. Only three guys ever. Gibbs, Tomlin, and Nick Sirianni.
That's really amazing. That's really amazing. And he's going to face a guy who's got 3 rings and 301 wins. So there is a challenge there. All right, let's listen to how it sounded yesterday here on WIP. The music you're going to hear is the song the Eagles were jamming to in the locker room after the game yesterday. Guys had quite a celebration. And obviously, they can do that because they don't have to play a football game for 13 days. So let's hear how it sounded. Merrill and Mike, we're going to need a montage.
We're going to need a montage. Ooh, it takes a montage.
For the 9th time, the Philadelphia Eagles are playing.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In the NFC Championship game and looking for their 5th trip to the Super Bowl. Hurts under center on first down. He pitches it out to Barkley. Takes off to the outside. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He's going to go! 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 60 yards on his opening touch.
He touched it, and he took it to the house.
Back goes Daniels. He swings it out. He's got Deami Brown, who comes across the fumbles the football, and I think the Eagles have it. The hit by Cooper DeJean, the fumble recovered by Reed Blankenship. Hurts on first down, feeds Barkley, off to the outside. His second touchdown of the game.
Speed.
Fourth down and 5, and I'd rather see them punt, even this early with a 2-point lead. Back goes Hurts. Here comes the rush. He lets it fly, and it is caught. A.J. Brown inside the 20-yard line.
How do you like me now?
Ball at the 1. They're pushing. Hurts sneaks. Pushing. He's in. Touchdown. Here is Elliott to kick off. It's a line drive bouncing, and it is fielded by McNichols, who comes across the 20, fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it. Second turnover of the game.
He got slammed and gave up the football.
Hurts is going to throw. Back. He fires. He completes it. Touchdown!
That's the matchup
AJ
I like.
Brown.
That's the matchup I like.
On first down, Hurts. Quarterback draw. He's at the 5. He is in for the touchdown. Jalen Hurts.
I guess his leg's all right.
Back goes Daniels again. He fires.
I think that ball was caught and fumbled.
It is caught and fumbled.
They lost it again.
Caught and fumbled.
And it's the Eagles' ball.
It is. Third turnover of the game. They line up for the tush push. And the Commanders come across the line of scrimmage and belt them. So they'll gain 6 inches.
Yeah, they don't lose anything to Commanders when they do
this. That was Luvu. No Luvu. He's faking. Now there's another flag.
A Grossman, defense number 93. Washington has been advised that at some point the referee can award a score if this type of behavior.
I've never seen that.
I've never heard that either. He takes the snap. He pushes. He shoves. He's in. Touchdown, Eagles.
They got it in easily.
And it's 4th and 11. They have to get to the Eagles 49. Daniels back looking. Here comes the rush. He's running. They've got him. They sack him. Nolan Smith. Nolan Smith got him back at the 25-yard line. Hurts. He gives it to Barkley. Barkley runs wide. Touchdown. His third of the day.
He's special.
Daniels back one more time. He looks. He pumps. He is going deep, and it is almost intercepted. Incomplete. It is intercepted. It is intercepted. For the second time in 2 weeks, it is Quinyon Mitchell who comes down with the ball. Gives off to Shipley. Shipley at the 45-50, 45-40, 35-30, 15-10-5. Tackles at the 5-yard line. Will Shipley.
Wow. Now you're just pouring it on.
Hand off. Shipley plowing ahead. Touchdown, Will Shipley. He joins the fun. And the Eagles not just beat, but annihilate the Washington Commanders 55-23. Attention, air traffic control. This flock of Eagles is heading to New Orleans.
Well, just an incredible victory by the Eagles. I mean, it's just a dismantlement of the Washington Commanders. I mean, they just totally took them apart. By the way, I got to ask. So I was not at the game. For me, it was a TV experience. If anyone was at the game, Rhea, you were there.
Yes.
Any sense if they showed Josh Harris on the board? We were wondering.
I didn't see him. Because they obviously showed Nick Foles and the place went crazy.
So probably not.
Yeah, I don't think they did because I would have sensed it in the crowd.
Yeah,
the crowd was just. It was the first caller. I think it was Tom. Was so right by like the fourth quarter. It was like, okay, when's this going to be done?
There's no question.
So we can all go on to Broad Street and celebrate.
By the way, I think Will Shipley can play. I'll just put that out there. I thought that in the preseason games. I think that guy's solid. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Gainwell if they bring him back on a cheap contract or if he gets paid a couple bucks.
He's got a concussion.
Yeah. He's got a concussion. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Salvador in Coatesville. Good morning, Salvador.
We're going to the Super Bowl!
Are you kidding me? I know. It's real, Salvador. It's real.
It has been the most incredible postseason. Yo, we got that snow game last week. And then this game, the refs are going to give us a touchdown if y'all keep playing. Keep playing! Are you kidding me? Yo, dude, I'm so happy right now.
I know you are.
I can tell, buddy. I can tell.
All right, Salvador, real quick, you didn't know that rule, right? None of us knew that rule.
None of us.
Nobody on the planet.
I never heard that.
No.
Except Mike Pereira. Shout out to Pereira. Said it right before the eight refs said it.
Pereira's on it. Yeah.
They didn't know what else to do. They said we're just going to keep on trying to jump over it. How else are we going to stop them?
Well, and it was dangerous. If that guy... Yeah.
No, he was going to try and hurt somebody.
Yeah, he was...
Yeah, that was.
If I'm the refs, I'm getting real close to throwing that guy out of the game.
Did the refs say, because I think you should get that clip, if this behavior continues?
Behavior.
Yeah.
I think that was also code for, you do it one more time, we'll throw you out of the game.
Correct.
Well, it's a shame because we could have gotten a classic Frankie Luvu scores a touchdown for the Eagles moment.
If
they had given it to us. Credit Frankie Luvu with the touchdown.
All right, Salvador, good stuff. John, I assume you didn't know that rule, right?
No, I had no idea. I've never seen anything close to that. I mean, maybe on a field goal at some point in... At some level,
here's the only.
I remember guys trying to come off the edge.
Got it.
You know, like that. A lot of times, a cornerback will try to make that edge tight, and they'll get jumpy. We saw the Chiefs actually jump offsides doing that.
I've seen that repeatedly,
but I haven't seen the jump over the center.
It's not really the same at all. But the only thing I remember from deep history, I think it was 1954, SMU and Rice, I think. and a guy came off the bench to tackle a player, and they awarded the player a touchdown because he would have scored a touchdown, and a guy was so mad, a guy was running down the field, he tackled him. They said, okay, that's a touchdown, obviously. So, you know, I guess there's something in the deep rule book of, like, if you do something so outrageous, you know?
A touchdown can be awarded. I had no idea. Yeah.
But I was just hoping Jalen wasn't going to get crushed, or Juergens.
Well, that is
because
dangerous.
The guy was jumping.
I'm
right.
I'm worried about his back.
Juergens back.
The Landon Dickerson. Like, thank you for being totally available. It's awesome that you're able to play center and do that. And you were great at center in college. Apparently,
and you looked like a 95-year-old guy walking up, like, after hip surgery, walking on the sidelines after every drive.
He looked really in bad shape. But I'm concerned a little bit about the fact that he wasn't able to finish the game. So is he going to be able to play guard?
Great question.
Super Bowl?
Don't know.
Is Cam going to be able to play center? Kudos.
Yeah, big time.
Thank you for digging deep. That must have been awful.
No,
it's your back. You can't do anything with the back.
Those two in particular, and then obviously, you know, Jalen as well, because he must have really rehabbed, you know, effectively is one way to put it, but extensively is another way. Because, you know, he was very lucky to escape big injury last week, and then to be as spry as he was, that was really, really something. Let's get to Derek and Paoli. Derek, good morning.
Yo, good morning, good morning. Yo, I was on some John Ritchie stuff last night. Well, I was teared up, man, watching all those videos. And when Sirianni got up there, they asked him about it. And he said, how about my quarterback? Like, when you see, like, grown men, like, men relationships like that, man, for the betterment of the team and all that, man. This team, man, from the beginning, I was bought in. But just watching how they just evolved into what they became last night, man, that John had me emotional, man. I'm still a little touched when I think about it, because it's like they could have packed it up, because we started off okay, but the Tampa game and just AJ reading a book and Brandon Graham and all them, they just overcame all that, man, to end up in New Orleans, man. It's like, and then Jeffrey Lurie, when he said, you know, what going to this big game is expected.
Yeah,
you know,
well, listen, Bradshaw generally does a good job and for the most part did yesterday, but that question was leading in the wrong direction. Like, he wasn't talking to the owner of, what am I trying to say here, the New York Jets. He was, you know what I'm saying? Like, it would be unexpected if it was the Jets. I mean, there is a certain expectation from within the Eagles and us as fans now over 30 years of quality football, and you're going to reach the Super Bowl from time to time when you do that.
And so, about 3-7 years, man?
I know.
Like, come on.
Yeah. I know. Well, it's eight,
you know,
it's eight technically. Seasons. Eight
seasons.
You know
seasons. What's crazy?
Eight seasons, but like, 7 years. It was 2018, 2025. It's 7 years since
but
they
I'm saying it's eight seasons.
I know. I'm just saying, I said years.
I got you.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't know about y'all, right? But I do, like, hard work all week, and I look forward to the weekend.
Sure.
But I could not wait until Sunday at 3 o'clock. I ended up going to the Roman Catholic versus Devin Prep game yesterday at 12 noon at Holy Family.
That's classic.
It was a double overtime thriller. Whoa. Just to keep my nerves down a little bit.
I get it, man.
I literally got home at, like, 2:55.
Wow.
And me and my mom watched the game yesterday, and she don't know nothing about football. All she knows, she wants a Saquon Barkley jersey. So that's just this team is
get her the Derek. Get her the
dude. My mom called me after the game. She was she wasn't living here in 2022. She came back after 30. She called me to, like, just say how happy she was and how beautiful it was to be here for it. It was awesome.
Family is always a mess for most people. For most of us, a massive part of moments like these, because, you know, for the most part, most of us grow up watching these games with our parents.
It's generational.
And if you have siblings, then yeah, it is. And then obviously, as if you're a parent with your kids, John, are your girls getting into it?
Yeah, of course. This is it. All everyone is talking about at school, and it's certainly, you know, our families deserve this opportunity to come together. It's tough. It's, you know, this time of year sometimes.
How about Trott's family? Guessing about him? I mean,
that's amazing.
So he's
Can you imagine?
In 2004, after the game, championship game, he's holding his son on the field celebrating that they had just gotten to the Super Bowl. And now 20 years later, you know, it's... There he is.
Missed opportunity for Trott Jr. to lift his father up and recreate the photo.
that's exactly right. All right, let's listen to Saquon Barkley. He lifted the Eagles up at a lot of times this season when they, you know, needed a burst. And, you know, yesterday they didn't need an all-time game from Saquon, but he certainly gave them an all-time moment right out of the gate. And then talked after the game about the thrilling victory. Let's listen to Saquon talking after the game with Aaron Andrews.
He told me this season hasn't felt real. How does this feel, Saquon?
I ain't gonna lie. I tried to downplay it in my head, but it's amazing, man. It's amazing. We're here. Super Bowl. But the goal wasn't just getting there. The goal is to win. And we're going to celebrate, enjoy this, and get right back to work.
Hey, let me talk about the game real quick with you guys. Total team effort, defense, offense, what you guys were able to do after those deep turnovers were forced. What are your thoughts on that? It was all in.
We knew that's what it was going to take. It's going to take a team effort. I'm going to give a shout-out to Will Shipley. He came in, finished it strong. But we talk about in the running back room about making plays. Our guy Kenny went down. Will stepped up big for us. But the team came out, man. Everyone came out, made big plays, and got the job done. And that's how you get to the Super Bowl.
And you are going to a Super Bowl. You told me on Friday. I've dreamt about it. I've thought about the confetti. You're going to see your family here in a minute. How does this compare to what you dreamt about?
I always dreamed about it, but the dream wasn't just getting there. The dream was winning it. So that's what the mindset's at.
We'll see you in New Orleans.
Appreciate you.
Bingo.
I'm so happy for that
Bingo,
guy.
Bingo, totally.
I'm so happy for him. The way he carries himself, the way he goes about everything he does.
I know.
So like, he deserves, and the type of player he is, like, he deserves this. It's awesome.
And while we don't like the Giants, obviously, I admire the way he hasn't stuck it in the Giants' eye. Like, he could have. He could have been a real jerk to them, but he does have appreciation for the role they played in his life for 6 years, even though they held him down.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.